Okay, we're holding, looking for the Mekoros for the three cardinal sins, the Yareg Val-Yavor, and we saw so far Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. And Gilui Arayos we learned from Ritzicha. So we have to find out how do we know Ritzicha itself murders Yareg Val-Yavor. So Gemara says, V'Ratzeach Gufei Minalan. How do we know Ritzicha in itself, that it's Yareg Val-Yavor? Or Gemara says, it's a Svarahi. Like we see from the following Mai. Said, Dahu Dasa Lekamei Duraba. Guy came in front of Rava. Amar Li Mare Durai. This, the head of the Kfar told me where I live. He says, told me the following. He said, Katle Liflanya Vilo Katlina Lach. He says, kill Ploni, or else I'll kill you. So I don't know what to do. So Amarle, Rabbi says that told the guy. So niktalach velo tikto. So he says, be killed and don't kill, and don't be killed. Be killed and don't kill, as in other words, yareg v'yavor. Why? So he told him as far because my chazis the dama the dach sumakve says, why do you think that your blood is redder than your friend? Dilma dama dahu gavra sumakfei. Maybe his blood is redder than yours. Okay, let's see. Rashi's going to explain that what the svar is. So Rateach gufei minan says Rashi direg v'yavor mar durai. She's the shultan of the kfar, shal kfar sheni darsham, but I live there. Okay, so he told them that you have to be killed because the svar is why do you think your blood is redder than your friend? So he explains how that works. In other words, kolomar my datich. Like, what's your havamina the other way? What's your havamina that maybe you should kill? So you'll say, Mishum Nechayvam, Beloshiyamutvam. Because why is it that most of the Torah, right, you're allowed to transgress instead of being killed? Is because that says in the Torah you should live by them and not die by them. Right, why is that? Tamo shel davar lefi shechaviv nafshan shel Yisrael lifnei makom yoter min hamitzvot. As dear as the mitzvot are, but to Hashem that we do them and not to averas, but that's goes on. That's there's a limit to that, and that limit is life. Right? It's more dear to Kosh Baruch Hu a person's life than the mitzvot. And therefore, if you have a choice, your life takes preference. Okay, so therefore, you might say the same thing over here. He says, look, it's an avera to kill somebody, you know, it's an avera, and Hashem likes, you know, life more, so then I'm gonna kill, it's still, no, it's a rare avera to kill a guy, I'm still gonna do it, because, life is dear. So therefore, I have to save my life, and Hashem loves my life, right? Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Tavel Mitzvah Yichiev is that, right? They let the mitzvah go and stay alive. Aval Achshav Sheish Kan Yisrael Ne'erag the mitzvah b'teila. So lama yita b'nei makom lavor al mitzvato. But here it's somebody's going to die, right? So the vera is going to be done, and that's fine. Hashem says, yeah, do an avera as long as you live. It's more important to live. But here somebody's going to die anyway. It's either you or the other guy. So here the mitzvah is going to be, the avera is going to be done, and somebody's going to die anyway. So, lama yadama chaviva alav yoter midam chavercha Yisrael. And therefore, it's just a matter of who, so then why is your life better than the other guy's? So therefore, somebody's going to die, so anyway, so then why yours over, your life over here? I'm sorry? Right, so then so you have to say that, again, using this Svara, that even though Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, your life is dearer than, the the mitzvahs, but not when you're Mekashim Shemayim. Because we say that we don't know really, can't really judge a person, you know, he's from, you don't know, maybe he did one mitzvah that is greater than outweighs all your mitzvahs, and we don't know the cheshbonos and shemar.
So based on what time is asking.
Yeah, but that's different because they're one's passive, one's active. go killing, you're not allowed to kill, you don't know, whatever. But if you have to go save somebody, then so you could, and you can, you know, you're able to save somebody. So who do you save? You save the one that one missing. And then when you go actively out to kill somebody, you don't, you know, you don't kill. Okay, let's go on. Ahu ubra de aracha. Asulakame de rabbit. There was a woman that, remember talking about also about the woman's wanting to eat on Yom Kippur. It was a pregnant woman. So there was a pregnant woman, she wanted to eat on Yom Kippur. Asulakame de rabbi. Amalahu, zilu lechushula de yom de kippur. Instead of giving her right away to eat, whisper to her that it's Yom Kippur today, and maybe, you know, she'll be able to control herself. So, lechushula v'ilchisha. So sure enough, they whispered to her. She took the hint, and she calmed down, and was okay. Kari alea, so Rebbe called on her, the pasuk, b'terem etzarcha b'betan yidaticha. Literally, before I formed you in your womb, you knew me. So we see that this ubar, you know, already in the womb already knew Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, he already was sensitive and to the mitzvahs, and when he was makir Kodesh Baruch Hu, he didn't want to, you know, have the mother eat on Yom Kippur. And what happened? Nafik minei Rabbi Yochanan. Sure enough, from this woman came Rabbi Yochanan. Who was the baby? It was Rabbi Yochanan. Sure, he would be a big tzaddik. And then we see the opposite. Ahi ubra d'aracha asu l'kami de Rabbi Chanina. Amar lahu, same thing. She wanted to eat Yom Kippur, so he said to them, well, tell her to Yom Kippur today. L'chushula, this time, v'lo ilchisha. They waited, but she didn't take to the hint. And kari alea, so different pasuk. Zoru rishayim mirechem. The wicked are like estranged from the room. And nafak minei shabsai atzarperi. From him, a bad person came. A shabsai atzarperi is a guy that would hoard fruit in order to raise the prices. You know, he would like hoard, right? He would buy a lot of the produce when it's cheap, and make the price go up, and then sell it, you know, at a high price. And you know, the poor people suffered because of him. So a bad person came from him. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ahu ubra d'archa she'richa v'yom kippurim haya. Right, she smelt and she wanted to eat and it was Yom Kippur. L'chushu la v'ozno. So they said, whispered her in her ear, the Yom Kippur v'yom. Ulai tuchali tapek. Maybe you can, you know, hang in there. V'ilchisha kiblas alchisha. She accepted it. She'pasach ubar mitavato. She said, yes, it's really the taiva comes from the child. And so the child calmed down. And we saw Rabbi Yochanan came from that. Zoru shreshayim irechem nasu zarim the nisnakru laviim shemeshamayim. That became, you know, like went against the Kodesh Baruch Hu already that in the womb. Atar peri, as is this guy Shabtai, that came from this woman that couldn't hold herself back, and he was lafkia sharim. You know, he made the prices go up. Atanya eno trim peros beretz Yisrael v'chol davar shu chay nefesh. So you don't hoard fruit in Eretz Yisrael, and allow to anything that people need to, you know, live by, because it brings up the prices, and then, you know, poor people can't afford it, etc. Okay, with me we'll learn a little more. It's okay. It's a little short, and the next amud is pretty big. So, okay, next Mishnah. Cholim achilin oto al pi bekin. So the we said in the Mishnah, right, that if somebody's sick, so that the doctor, appeal the doctor's orders, we give him to eat. Amar Rabbi Yana, we're going to see two maimers now from Rabbi Yana. Amar Rabbi Yana, chole omer tzarich, v'rofa me'eino tzarich shomin l'chole. Okay, the chole says, I need to eat. The doctor says, nah, he's okay, you don't need to eat. So what do? You listen to the chole, shomin l'chole, my time, and what's the reason? Lev yodei amar asnafsha. Because the person knows himself, you know, better than the doctor knows it. The more says, I, Pshita, of course. Says, no, Ma'udatema, Rofikim Leitfe. I might think, you know, doctor, he knows maybe a person better, the patient better than he knows himself. So maybe you should listen to the doctor and make sure he eats. Mashallah, no. And don't even want him to eat, you know, because the doctor doesn't need to. No, Mashallah, the patient says he needs to eat, you give him to eat anyway. Okay, so that's, That's the first Rav Yonai. Number two, we're going to come back to them, so that's why I'm calling him number one and number two. Okay, so that's Rav Yonai number one. Rav Yonai number two is the opposite. The Rofi Omer Tzaris. The Rofi says he needs to eat. And the Chole Omer Einot Tzaris. And he says, no, I'm okay, I don't need to eat. Shomin Lerofi. You listen to the doctor and you make sure you eat. My time, huh? In other words, we just got through saying that the patient knows himself better. So good, so he knows himself better. He says, I don't need to eat. So why should we listen to the doctor and make him eat? My time, because tun bahu de nakitle, because maybe he's shtickle delirious from his sickness, and therefore he thinks he doesn't need to eat, but he really does, and therefore the doctor says he does, so we make sure he eats. Rashi says, tunba is shtus, right, ashtur de shiun, whatever, machmat cholio, because of his sickness he's delirious, because then he's talking shtuyot. Okay. Now we're going to ask a kasha from each of these two Rav Yonai. Okay? There's going to be kasha on both of them. Tznan, our own mission. It says, chole machilin otal pi bikin. So it says that a chole, we feed him with through bikin doctors. So the Gemara is medayik. Al pi bikin in. Al pi atzmo lo. So first of all, we saw this member yesterday in Rashi, right? Says Balbi Bikin, which is plural, means two doctors and not one. Yet Rav Yonai said in Rav Yonai number one, right, he says that the Chol says he needs and the Rofa says he doesn't need. So we listen to the Chola the Rofa says he needs and the Chol says he doesn't need, so we listen to the Rofa, but that's only one. And here we see, no, you need two doctors. So that's one kasha. And another kasha we have, and that is al pibikin. Oh no, sorry, I messed up. It was the other way around. Al pibikin in al piatzmo. Sorry. Okay, try again. Now it says in the Mishnah, chole machilin atal pibikin. Al pibikin in al piatzmo lo. Okay, so it is going to kasha on the first Rav Yonai. Okay, so there at Mashma, you need a doctor to allow him to eat. Whereas Rav Yonai said, if the chole says he needs to, you give it by the chole. Okay, that's kasha on the first Rav Yonai. Now we have a kasha on the second Rav Yonai, because it says mashma that al pi bak al pi bikin again, so that al pi bikin in al pi baki echad lo. Whereas Rav Yonai said even one, if the one doctor says he needs to eat and the chole says I don't need to eat, he listens to the one doctor. Here is an also kasha because we've seen our mission, you need two doctors.
But Kufa says that when is it okay?
So the Gemara says, "Hakama mayeskinan da amar lo tzrichi esmar." Just saying the opposite of what you're saying, but the other, we have them the other way around. It's choosing the other option. Okay, but we'll see. So the Gemara answers and says, "Hakama mayeskinan da amar lo tzrichna." So it's going on when he said, "I don't need." So right, he says that he doesn't need to eat, and therefore we see that what. That's why we listen to the Rofa. Now that we said, he said you listen to the Chola. So he said, no, we're talking about a case when the Chola says I don't need, and it's a doctor say you need, and that's why we listen to the doctor. That's why the Mishnah Makin al Pibikin, you listen to the doctor, talking about a case, you listen to the doctors over the Chola. When the Chola says I don't need, and the doctor says you do need. But that's okay, but we just have one problem now, and that is Velisfuli al Pibaki. One. In other words, okay, but you answered one question, but it's still, Rav Yonai said, just one doctor. One doctor says he needs, you listen to the one doctor, and against the patient says he doesn't need, but one doctor. Yet now we're saying, ma'achilin is going on, in that case, you need two doctors. So, the Gemara says, the latzricha, the ika, achrine behade, the amar lotzarich. Okay, it's talking about a case that there's another doctor with the patient, okay, that says that he doesn't need. In other words, there is, we're talking about two doctors, right? But the case is, two doctors say he needs, a doctor and the patient say he doesn't need. Okay, so it's a face-off, two against two, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about, and that's why it says, Bakin, Rofim, you go after the two Rofim that say he needs, even though there's a Rofa and a patient that says he doesn't need. That's what so far we're saying. So Gemara says, Ma'achilin also al pi bekin pshita. So Gemara says, Sapek nefashas hu, Usvek nefashas lahakya. So still, so that's still pashat. I mean, you have to, it's two against two, okay, so it's a Sapek. Sapek pukuach nefesh, you know, Sapek nefashas lahakya. You have to, you don't know, go either way, it's 50-50. So we have to be, machmi or whatever, mekon. We want to look at it and save the life and to make sure he eats. So that's pashat. So what's the chiddush? Gemara says, lo tzricha dikatrei acharine v'hade de'amri lo tzari. Okay, so now we're adding another person. So it comes out that we have two doctors say that he must eat. And then on the other side we have the patient says, I don't need. And another two doctors say he doesn't need to eat. Okay, so now we have two doctors against three, right? The two doctors and the patient. Okay, and so kamash malan that you listen to the two doctors, not the three, the two doctors and the patient. V'ay v'afagav d'amar of safra tre kameo umeik trei. Ay, but we see normally when it comes to edus, you don't say, well, three against two, you go after the three. It doesn't matter. Trey command make a trey, it doesn't matter how. Adis is Adis. Two Adis is worse. This isn't as good as 100 Adis. So why are you taking three over two over here? So Gemara says, that's legabe Adis. Linian Adis. Honey me linian Adis. Aval linian umdana basa dea says linan. Okay, but here, it's not an inyan of, this is all, the Kiddush. It's not an Indian of Adis, right? Adis, it's Xeris Akasiv, it's always said, it's Trekameya, there's a logic to say not that way. You have 100 Adim, it's better than just two, whatever. But the Torah is Mechadish, Kiddush, that, like a Chok, whatever, Xeris Akasiv, that doesn't matter. Two is as good as man, that's that. But that's if they're coming in and testifying on a fact, that this is, I saw Reuven lent money to Shimon, and others who say, no, he didn't, whatever, or 10, doesn't matter. That's Adis. But here, we're not talking about Adis. They're not testifying to a fact. They're giving an opinion, like on Umdana, right? They think, I feel that this guy could, make it through the fast. They go, no, I don't think he could. It's just it's a matter of, evaluation. So when it comes to evaluation, so then, that's called Umdana. Then we don't, that's not Adis. Then already we go by Rov Deus. So we should go by Rov Deus. So how come over here, we having, two doctors saying that he needs to see three opinions say not. How come we're following the two? So again, v'hani mili, that's linyan umdana de mamona. Aval hacha, seik nefasha. So that's when it comes to money. When it comes to monetary things, then you go after, like we said, let's say they're we're going to see in Rashi, some they want to evaluate the mashka, and how much is it worth? So these two people say, we think it's worth this much. Other people say it's worth different. So you go after the majority when it comes to money. But this is, again, life and death over here. From life and death, then we don't go after, majority of opinions. Then you go like the more makel opinion, in order just to play safe with the guy's life. Okay. See Rashi. Alpi Bakim, which is Trey, right? Alpi Bakilo, Masma 1, not. Alpi Atzmolo. And also not by himself also. Therefore, we have this double kasha and Rabbi Yanai. It's used to Rabbi Yanai and Bitarvai in both of them. So we said, Hakamai Eskina, Damar Chola Lo Tzarich, talking about a case when the Chol says he doesn't need Vashmin and Masnitzin, the Shamim L'Rofim, that even though the doctor, the patient says he doesn't need, listen to the doctors and you give it to them. I've been Nitzuli Api Mabakis, but then it should just be one. That's what Rabbi Yanai said, right? The Habechad Namiyama Rabbi Yanai, the Shamim L'Rofim. But why two? It says in our Mishnah too. So then we said talking about the two against the another two, etc. I've also got damer of safra dehadam urabban and trei kamei and mei ketrei liinian edus udamer. That's safka, like we said, like edus. About inian umdana basar deyazulim. It comes to umdana, then we just go by opinion. How many? A grove, right? Ashmin and masnisin nechi amrin and zilubatar udeyas umdana. That's safka with mamona. Look, we said when it comes to mamon things, then you can go by a majority of opinion because it's an opinion. Could go in Bashuma, Shashami Labalcho, right? This guy owes the money, he doesn't pay, so they want to go in and value, take a mashkin or take something, you know, from him. He's not paying, so how much is that thing worth? So they have a difference of opinion of that. So you go after the majority. But here, when it comes to the sick person, even if most of them say he doesn't need, since there's two that says he needs already, we play it safe, and we follow the minority. Okay. So, one last thing, and that is kash. We have, it says, right now, where are we holding? So we're holding right now that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he says he doesn't need to eat, and there is two doctors says he does need to eat. He says he doesn't need, but with him, in order to create the chiddush, you know, the Mishnah is talking about that him and two other doctors, at least, or one or two doctors, are saying that doesn't need to eat. You follow the two, okay? So that's what we're talking about now. But the important point is where we're holding now is it's all the whole Mishnah talking about where he. Where the chola himself says he does not need to eat. I but now Rakasha. Hi, Migadiktani Seifa, the name Shambikin Machilinoso Piatmo, Michal Duresha Damar Tsari. Okay. So now we have Akasha Gunaryana again. Why? Because the end of the Mishnah, the next part of the Mishnah, right, said that if there's no bikin over there, then there's no doctor to ask, so then you go by what the patient says. If he has to eat, then you can follow the patient. Okay, now what is that talking about, a case where he says he needs to eat or he doesn't need to eat? Obviously talking about a case that he needs to eat. You give it to him without the doctor, he says, I gotta eat. So he said, okay, we say, there's no doctor, fine, eat. Talking about a case where he does need to eat. So therefore, since the Seif is talking about that he needs to eat, Mestamba the Reisha is also talking about that he needs to eat, because it's not Mestamba, it's talking about two different cases. So therefore, the Reisha is not like we said, it's talking about he doesn't need to eat. It's talking about that he needs to eat. So Tosfos, he explains, if this is true, what's pshat in the Mishnah? So right now, we're holding that you have to say that the pshat in the Mishnah is that the only time, really, only you can only let the guy eat with doctors. Only with doctors, okay? The Seif is telling us that if there are no doctors, okay, and again, we're talking about this case where he needs to eat, right? There's no doctors, he says anything, fine, let him eat, okay? But that's only if there are no doctors. Mashma, that if he says I need to eat and there are doctors, so then, no, you don't listen to him. You listen to the doctor says he doesn't need to eat, then he doesn't eat. Okay? So now, we have Akash and Rav Yanai, right? Because Rav Yanai says, the patient says he needs to eat, and the doctor says that he doesn't need to eat, you listen to the chola. But now we see that not that way. Now we see if there's if the patient says he needs to eat, but there is a doctor that says he doesn't. You don't give him tea.
Maybe it's because the kid's talking about that with the doctor. Who says it's safe? Where did we get safe talking about without a doctor?
It says the name Shamikin. There's no doctors. Then
tell him that he needs to eat, but the doctor says that he doesn't.
No, that's still. There's an ancient bikini, and Mashmah, there's no bikini. There's no doctors around. Not there. There's no doctor. There's no doctors, then you give him tea. That's the push. Okay, so the more answers are for Rav Yanai that Chasuri Mechser of Achikdani. Einachanami, as it is now, will be a Kasha Rav Yanai, but there's a. The Mishnah was written in short form. There's the missing piece in there. And therefore, you read it like this. So again, the Mishnah starts out that you give him to eat with the doctors. Al pi bikin. But the meds, var memorim, that you listen to the doctors, that's if the Amar, the Chol himself says, lot sarich ani. Okay, that's now the addition, that's the missing thing. That's he says, lot sarich, which is good. Now we're going back the way we want to say it to begin with. Right? That when do we use the doctors? That's if the doctors say that he should eat, and he says, no, I don't need to eat. And then again, you can add to this what we said before, to get to create the chiddush and stuff, that it's talking about another doctor or two with him, and three against two, or whatever. That whole vort that we said, that's the Mishnah. We're going back to that. Now, yeah, that's what the Mishnah talking, like we said originally, that's the Chasuri Mechser. That the beginning of the Mishnah talking about, there's two doctors, the Keen, and against him is the patients with another doctor or two, and Kiddush is that you don't go after the Rav. That whole thing That we're sticking with that. That's what we're starting off with. That's if he says lo tzarichani. And however, aval amar, if he says tzarichani, okay, now we're going back to the first Rav Yonah. If he says that I do need, and the doctor says he doesn't need, so then aval amar tzarichani ein sham bikim trei elachad damar lo tzarich machilin otol piyatz. Well, then if there are not two, there's going to be this is going to be significant. If there are not two, but only one against him, then we listen to the chola. Okay, the chola says, I need to eat, and one doctor says, no, you don't, then you listen to the chola and you give him to eat. That's significant because where we're holding right now is Rimadai, Mashma, though, that if there's two doctors that say, though, that you don't need to eat, and he says, I need to eat, then you listen to the doctors. Right? It's only if it's one-on-one, with doctor against patient, and that's what basically Rabbi Yonah said, right? The chola says that it needs to eat. The doctor says you don't need to eat, then you follow the chola, one-on-one. But if there's more than that, if there's two doctors, then you don't listen to the chola. Chola says I need to eat, two doctors says you don't, then you don't give them to eat. Okay. But that's how we explain the Mishnah. Now, however, this is not like the opinion of Mar Bar Ravashi. Because Mar Ravashi Amar, kol heichad amar tzarichani, afilu ika mea damri lo tzarich lididei shamina. And Shneemar, lev yodei amaras nafsho. However, he said no. He says if the patient says he has to eat, there could be 100 doctors says you don't have to eat, you listen to the patient. Because again, the patient knows himself. Lev yodei amaras nafsho. Okay, so that's, again, that's not like Rav Yonah. However, we have a kasha on this, right? None, as we learned in our Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, Im ein sham bakim machilin otso al piyatzma. Again, we said in the end of the Mishnah, if there's no doctors around, then you let him eat. Then you give him to, because he says he needs to give it to him. So Gemara's medayeh. Taima, the reason is because the lake of bikin, because there's no experts, there's no doctors over here. That's why you let him eat. Mashma, if there are bikin, right, if there are bikin around, lo, then you don't give him to eat. Okay, minus again, doctors. This is like two doctors. They say, you know, you don't need to eat. So then you don't give him to eat. It's only because there's no doctors let him eat. There are doctors again, and he says I need to eat. Then you don't give him to eat. And this is okay to Rav Yonah because too though, you know, bikin. You know, if there are bikin that says he has to eat, then he doesn't need to eat. Then you don't give him. But one, yeah, okay, the one you listen to the chola. But two not. And that's the final, like Rav Yonah, but the kasha on Mar Bar Ravashi that says, no, it can be 100 doctors, you always listen to the patient. So my answer is Hachi Kamar. So the Mar Bar Ravashi would explain the Mishnah like the following. Bamed Var Mamurim, that's again that you go after the doctors, that's the Amar, if the Chola says, Lo Tzarichani. Okay, we're going back to, again, what we've been saying the whole time. Okay, that the Mishnah, Machilin Ozo, etc., is talking about when the patient says, I don't need to eat, we have two doctors saying you do, and against them is another patient with the other doctors, that whole thing, that's the din is, that you listen to the two rofim, the suffix nefashas. So that, he's learning the same. But the seifa, he's changing, so it doesn't affect him. Aval amar tarichani, ein sham bikin klal, and then machilin Ozo api atz motion emar levi demar. In other words, he says, but you have to, he's touching up the seifa different. When it says, if there are no bikin, it doesn't mean if there's no doctors around, right? It means that if the chola says he needs, the seifa goes on to say, then it is as if there's no doctor. We don't listen to the doctors. Ein sham bikin klal doesn't mean there aren't physically doctors. There might be 1,000 doctors. But if he says he needs to eat, then as if there's no doctor, we don't meet the chesed to what the doctor's saying, but chol, we don't listen to them and we give him to eat. And then, okay, let's just finish up the couple of Rashis. Michal Dereisha, we said, is the Mar Tzarich. Vafilu Hachi, Ktani Masnisin, Alpi Bikinin, Dafka, Valpi Atzmo, Lo, not by himself. Bamed Var Mamurim, now we're explaining the Chisurim Extra. Bamed Var Mamurim, the Machilin also, Alpi Bikin, that we give him to eat when, by the doctors, Kuloma de Bikin and Bikin, that you need doctors. The Amar Lo Tzarich. That if he said, that's when he said, I don't need, and the Amri Bekin Tzarich, and the doctors say that you do need. Then Machilin also, then we give him to me, make sure he eats. Aval Amar Tzarich Ani, but if he says, I do need, So im ein sham bekin trei, we don't have two doctors, the amrita he doesn't need, only one, then one and one, so then machili no topi hasmo, like Rav Yanai said, damar shamim l'chola, listen to the chola, if it's one on one, and we give them to eat. Then we had mar bar avashi amar, hach seifa lo tefar shachi, don't explain this the seifa like that, the mashma the hechad amar tarich ani, the ika trei, the amri lo tarich, the lo tzaitin and lay. They would come out, the way we were explaining before, you know, the view can, from the Seifa, is that there's a couple of doctors that he doesn't need, you don't give them. No, don't explain it like that. Ha lo amrinan, we don't say that. The heichad amar tzarich ani, because where he says that I need, then afilu ika mea the amri lo tzaitin. It can be even 100 saying you don't need, there's a man tzaitin and lay, listen to the chola, and my time, what's the reason? Again, lev yodei amar snapshan. Okay, the next part of the Rashi is bringing the first, the just the girsa achi garcinan tanan im ein sham bekin machin oso apiatmo taima the lake of bekin. That's if there's no bekin. If there is bekin, well, so it's a kasha on maravashi. So achi kamano is what this is what the high up to stand the mishnah. But medvar memori damar lo tzarich, like we've been saying the whole time. Aval amar tzarich, and if he says I do need, then ein sham bekin klal. And as if there's no doctors, we don't listen to their opinion, and therefore machilin of sabichule. Ein sham bikin, says Rashi Kolomer, ein bikiyutan klu. Not there aren't any doctors, but there are bikiyas, we don't listen to.